This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brady, just so you know, Brady's 7-2 against Roethlisberger. He owns him. And Roethlisberger has more losses against Brady than anybody. Flacco's got 6 of them against him. Carson Palmer has 5 against him. Peyton Manning had 4 against him. But it's Brady's 7 that's his thorn in his side. I mean, that's all there is to it. All-time rankings, Brady first in playoff wins, first in regular season wins. Game-winning drive, 2nd all-time. Passer rating, 3rd all-time. Passing yards, 4th all-time. Passing TDs, 4th all-time. Completions, 4th all-time. Bottom line is, he's better. Roethlisberger, playoff wins, 6th. Regular season wins, 6th. Game-winning drive, 7th. Passer rating, 10th. Passing yards, 8th. Passing TDs, 9th. Completions, 8th. I mean, that's the deal. Brady's better. And he beats Roethlisberger. Obviously, Roethlisberger respects him, and he knows how good he is. So it is what it is. It's going to be a great game. And Roethlisberger's winning a lot lately. The Steelers have a lot of momentum. They've been winning. They've been rolling, et cetera, et cetera. And then the Pats are coming off that stinker on Monday night in Miami. And I thought they really, for the first time in a long time, you could say they looked terrible. That's just all there is to it. Al in Northern Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you know, like in Major League Baseball, they have the Cy Young Award and they have the MVP. And it's because the pitcher controls the game. In NFL, the quarterback controls the game. So he wins 80% of the MVP awards. For once, Woodson, who won it in college as a defensive player, this is Brown's year, depending on who wins the New England-Pittsburgh series, and then who, that's it.
I think maybe. I mean, a lot of people think it's Brady. A lot of people think it's Wentz. And some people think, obviously, it's Antonio Brown. So it is what it is. No one can deny what Wentz has done. And I kind of feel like the fresh blood thing in this instance. Like, he's been incredible for the Eagles. The Brady thing is just normalcy, isn't it? Isn't this what we've come to expect every single week, every single year? Just his domination of what he does. And, you know, he's got Gronk back in the lineup this week. That's what he does. He's had so much success with so many different receivers. And then really, Roethlisberger has had all the success with, like, Antonio Brown and Heath Miller, Le'Veon Bell. And then you start looking at guys that retired, like Ward and Holmes, et cetera. But it doesn't matter who Brady throws to. He just racks it up. Kenny Britt joined him this week. He'll probably start throwing touchdowns to him now. It doesn't matter who they put out there. He throws TDs. It really is incredible. So, I don't know. Carver, how do you think Antonio Brown's going to get the MVP?
I think that he should be in consideration, but they never give it to wide receivers. Never.
Yeah.
So, I think the highest I saw either today or yesterday, the highest a wide receiver ever finished was Jerry Rice finished 2nd once or twice back in the day. They just, you know, like Mavi said before, the quarterback gets them the ball. It's more emphasis is put on him.
Well, there you go. So
what if he has a huge game Sunday? What if, because this is the game. This is it.
Don't you think he will have a big game?
Let's say he goes 9 for $180 with 2 scores, and the Steelers beat the Patriots on Sunday. You giving him? Does that help?
You might
him?
Get it because it's through the regular season, right? It's not about the postseason.
No, it's all about regular. It's about these 16 games that you right. played in 2017. That's it.